You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am...
The Masked Speaker.
You supply the juice, we supply the masks. And then we'll all get in a closet and close our eyes and just see what happens. Oh. It's the Masked Speaker.
Okay.
Hidden confessions finally exposed with complete anonymity. Let's just get right to it. Today we're talking with one of our listeners who's ready to finally get something off their chest. He's going by the unique and mysterious name, Evan.
Oh.
Evan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I felt that voice in a deep place.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You are today's Masked Speaker, Evan. Your phone line's being run through the voice changer. So when you're ready, go ahead, spill the dirt.
So I would say, yeah, so about 2.5 years ago, I was in a really bad financial situation.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, things weren't going well with my business and whatnot. So in order to keep my struggling business afloat, I had to sell my home.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, whoa.
That's a big deal. Do you still have the business? Is it still alive?
I do. Yeah, I actually, by the skin of my teeth, managed to make it through. So,
what type of home did you sell? Like, what are we looking at here? Two-bedroom? Four-bedroom?
Are you in the market, Jeffrey?
Is this a mansion or is this, like, a family cottage?
It was a smaller home. It was a two-bed, two-bath.
Okay.
Now, Victorian? Or
you guys, both of you, stop.
What's the carpet situation like in the living room?
How many bathrooms?
It was his home. I mean, this is a huge decision and what a big sacrifice. And apparently it paid off because your business is still alive.
But yeah, so I sold my home. I didn't really have enough money to get a new home. So I'm currently still staying on the property.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Well, so the new owners, I didn't really tell them, but when I was living there, I built a 800 square foot bunker on the property. And so that's where I'm living right now, actually.
What?
Underground.
A secret bunker?
Yeah.
Underneath someone else's house.
And
it's not your house
they
anymore.
Don't know?
Or just on the property.
So it's not directly under the house, but it's, you know, sort of in the backyard.
On the property, though, still.
And they have no idea that you're secretly living there?
No, they have no idea.
How do you sneak in and out?
I have, one of those periscopes, and I have motion sensors, so I know when, people are home or not. So I can see when they leave for work, and then I head out when they're not there.
Okay. This all just made your weird voice sound even creepier.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is kind of unnerving.
Wait, has there been any close calls?
There's been probably 3 or 4 times where the wife has sort of seen me by the fence or whatnot.
Oh, creepy. Oh.
So they think there's some guy scouting their house?
Oh, no.
I mean, give us an idea. What's it like inside of your underground bunker? What does it look like in there?
So I actually hooked it up really well when I was living on the property.
Okay, cave boy.
Oh.
Electricity, and I have appliances, the fridge, I have a flat screen TV.
Oh.
It's actually pretty nice, I'm not going to lie.
Would you be willing to host a party for us, maybe?
Yeah, dude.
We'll have to wait till they go out of town.
Okay.
But there's plumbing and everything then. There's a kitchen, bathroom, the whole bit.
There is a kitchen, but there isn't really a bathroom. So my business is not too far down the street, so annoyingly, I do kind of have to use the bathroom at my business.
You have to be schedule, bro.
Okay,
oh
I know
gosh.
You. You got a bucket, too. Don't lie.
Or unless the people aren't home, and then you can just go into the house.
No, you don't
that's
know.
Breaking and entering.
You don't break into the home.
But I don't have a key to their house.
Well, I'm sure they leave a window open.
Hey, listen. Even Bunker Guy has his boundaries, okay, Jeffrey? That's too far.
That would be
I see.
Funny if he had a bucket, and every day these people come home, they're like, where are these buckets of poop coming
from? Yeah,
and so what do you do if you're on, are you single or are you married?
No, I'm single.
You're single. So what do you do when you have a Tinder date? Meet me at the hidden entrance behind the shed.
I don't bring anyone back here.
Yeah,
got
good
it.
Call.
Get a hotel room or something.
That's scary.
Yeah.
So what's the end plan of this? Are you just, because you've been there for, what did you say, 2 years now? Are you just going to continue to live in the bunker?
Well, so actually now I'm kind of at a place where I can upgrade and finally get in place and whatnot.
Wow.
But in a way, I've saved so much money by staying here. I kind of want to see how long I can prolong it till.
Yeah, get away with it.
Yeah.
I don't want to make a situation worse, but I'm assuming you have some sort of squatter's rights. Even if they did find you, you could be like, I've been here for all these years. You can't kick me out.
Do you get that in an underground hole? I mean, he's like a mole. He's like the mole man.
I don't know if underground laws are the same as over the ground. I don't know how it works.
I don't know, subterranean law. We have to look into that.
We have the mole people law.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
I think if I didn't have my actual business to like escape to as well, it wouldn't really work out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And there's no reason we should be worried about the safety of the owners of your house or anything, right? We don't need to be calling.
No, I try to avoid them like the plague, of course.
Okay.
What do you think he's gonna say, Brooke? Like, oh no, I'm gonna kill him. I'm just waiting for the day.
Yeah, should look out.
I think anyone who's on any sort of property right now is going to be surveying their
place.
To this.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Evan. Good luck with with your bunker and whatever your next house is. Make sure that has a bunker too, just in case. Text in to 78592 if you have a confession that's been eating away at you. We'll protect your identity and use a voice changer so you can be the next mass speaker.
Wow.
We got your phone tap coming up right after this.